Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome back to hour number two at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. All of our listeners out there, you guys challenged us for a better mobile app, and we have delivered. We responded with the all-new Yahoo Sports Radio app, available now for your iOS or your Android device. Just search Yahoo Sports Radio in Google Play or the App Store and download the new app from Gal Media. You can stream us live on the go or listen to the podcast at your convenience, all from one app. And perhaps you don't have an iOS or Android device. No worries. You can listen on most smart devices by going to streamysr.com. Internet connection is required and normal data rates apply. Okay, it is time. We're going to pick up where we left off. The baseball conversation continues. And this time we're going to go around the horn and zero in on the San Diego Padres. The Padres rebuilt their roster. They've got a much different look than the 2015 season. And it is such a pleasure to have with us tonight on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. That is Kirk Kinney. He is a sports writer with the San Diego Union-Tribune. He has been there 31 years, and he has just delivered a wonderful book with our good friends at Triumph Books. It is titled 100 Things Padre Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. How are you on this Friday night, Kirk?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
It's great to have you on the show. Okay, so we've got, the first three, 4 weeks, a sample size of the 2016 Padres season. It's in the books, and it appears to have some pretty mixed results. What has been your early impressions?
They've had their struggles. Their pitching has not been as good as they would have hoped it would be. And then when they do get a really good pitched game like they got the other night from James Shields, the hitting's not there. They lost 1-0 when Shields pitched against the Giants. And so they just haven't put it all together yet, and we'll see kind of how things start playing out as things move along.
You know, Kirk, it's interesting that you mentioned you talk about the pitching, because entering into the 2016 season, we knew the offense was going to have some struggles, but did you anticipate the pitching would be costing them games ultimately?
Well, we thought the pitching would be pretty good, but right out of the gate, Tyson Ross, their number one starter, had some arm issues, and he's been on the disabled list, and it looks like it optimistically maybe coming back in mid-May, so we'll have to see how that goes, but that's been a big setback just in itself.
Okay, tell me about the bullpen. What have you seen there?
They had some issues the first couple weeks, and lately a couple guys have really struggled, but a couple others have done okay. Fernando Rodney, the closer, has done well, but it's been trying to get to him has been the thing, and So we'll see how that shakes out. That's been another area where they just haven't done as well as they would have hoped and thought.
Kirk Kinney is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the sports writer with the San Diego Union-Tribune. He has just released his new book, 100 Things Padre Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And I promise all of our listeners across the country, we're going to talk about that here momentarily. But right now, we're getting the pulse on the Padres. Okay, let's talk about some positives, Kirk. I mean, who has made a strong first impression?
Their first baseman, Will Myers, is looking very good. He's hitting very well.
Okay.
And also Matt Kemp's gotten out of the gate pretty good, driven in a lot of runs. And I think those will be the two guys that have the greatest chance of perhaps making the All-Star team this year, which is being hosted in San Diego. So everybody's pretty excited about that.
Okay, so let's move ahead. Let's talk about your new book, 100 Things Padre Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Is this exclusively only for Padre fans? Or if you love Major League Baseball, you should go ahead and get a copy, right?
Well, it's obviously focused on the Padres, but I think this is another one in the series that Triumph Books has done, and I think any baseball fan would get a lot of enjoyment out of it. There's all kinds of facts and things about the Padres as well as the teams they've played. Tony Gwynn's a Hall of Famer that everybody knows, and there's a lot in there about him, and I think any baseball fan would get a lot out of this book.
Well, this really is the ultimate resource for true Padre fans, and there's so many wonderful chapters in there. Is there one in particular in terms of a profile that really stood out and that you think that the reader might enjoy the most?
Obviously, Tony Gwynn's been the face of the franchise, so there's several chapters on him. I think he stands out the most, whether it's a chapter on his season when he hit .394 and the strike interrupted year that he was going after .400, or also when he got his 3,000th hit or went into Cooperstown. But I think there's some other things that are kind of interesting. The 1968 expansion draft had some subtleties to it that most fans now don't know, but they had a chance to draft a shortstop out of the Dodgers organization, but for whatever reason did not go for him. And that guy turned out to be named Bill Russell. And so was a guy that could have been pretty productive for the team that didn't go their way. And there have been a few stories like that where they had their struggles, could have gotten off to a better start, but the franchise, for one reason or another, didn't do as well as it could have.
Hey, Kirk Kenny is with us just a few more minutes at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports, and you can go back and listen to this entire interview at podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. Okay, the title of your book is 100 Things Padre Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, and there's some great information in there, and it's a look behind the scenes on how the team was given the name Padres. Tell us the story.
Well, they started as a minor league team in 1936, and they came down from Los Angeles, and they were just looking for a name that would be fitting not only for the city, but also kind of the missions that started here in San Diego. And that's when they had a few different names thrown about, but Padres seemed to be the one that was most popular with fans and also that just kind of fit the city.
Kirk Kenny's new book, it is titled 100 Things Padre Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. It tells the complete story of nearly five decades of San Diego baseball history. Both diehards and the new generation of fans alike will find value in its pages. One more quick hit. Talk to me about, in terms of a trip down memory lane, you take a look back at Doc Ellis's no-hitter against the Padres while throwing under the influence of LSD. Oh, my. I sound like Dick Enberg, right?
Yeah, that was the very first no-hitter thrown against the Padres. And, in fact, the part about him being on LSD, he didn't even talk about for probably almost a decade. But there's a really interesting story behind that. He almost didn't make it to the game. He had been up in Los Angeles beforehand and made it down for the game. And there's times where he said he didn't really even see the plate clearly. He felt like he was throwing kind of a beach ball up there. But the Padres weren't one of the strongest teams back then, so it wasn't exactly surprising he threw a no-hitter. But as we come to learn, the circumstances in which he did throw that no-hitter are pretty much unheard of to this day. Now there have been, I believe, 295 no-hitters, and I believe that would be the only one, as far as we know, when someone was on LSD.
It is jam-packed with a lot of great stories, the ultimate resource for the true Padres fans. Go out and get a copy of it, 100 Things Padre Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. My final question for you, Kirk, is in 2016, I had just mentioned Dick Enberg. He returned for his seventh and final season as the primary play-by-play, a voice for the Padres television broadcast. You guys are going to miss him.
Yeah, he's one of those classic voices right there with Vin Scully for the Dodgers. And you bet. A few other great names, and you know, someone like that kind of retires, you want to make sure and be able to listen as much as you can before they're gone.
Okay, go out and get a copy of the book. It is titled, one more time, 100 Things Padre Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Sports writer with the San Diego Union Tribune and author Kirk Kenny has been with us at YSR. Thank you so much, Kirk.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Much more coming your way right here in hour number two.